The Adventures of Ruby.
I decided to get the Frankie out of there, but the city was crawling with slimies, biogenetically engineered assassins looking for me. Where can I get it repaired?
I highly recommend the band of renegade techies known as the Digital Circus.
Okay. So, how do I get out of here?
How did you get here?
Rented an air car.
Well, there you go.
I need a diversion.
Of course. Here, we have the central weather controls for this sector of the city. It is not fully operational, still, there was a time when one could predict the weather and then create it.
Mm. What do you have?
Perhaps a fog.
Nah, fog won't stop a slimy. Yeah. Yeah, they don't like lightning.
Yes, I have been working on that. Make a little contact here. Turn up the gain, and nothing. Ah, of course. You know the bandwidth. Ah.
Yeah, that'll do. Just don't singe me.
Oh, of course not. Oh, this is a pleasure.
I heave the Frankie on my shoulder. It's night out, but that won't stop a slimy's eyes. I duck down an alleyway. Frankie ain't exactly light. Suddenly, at the end of the alley, a slimy leaps out, takes aim, but too late for him. I slow time. Let him have it. The air car is hidden on a rooftop. I climb the steps of an abandoned building. They're hot on my heels now. Catch my breath and wait. Hey, sucker! Suck on this! Ha. Up onto the roof. There's one hopping across. Damn. Tuka took that one out nicely. Singed his scales. Ooh, P.U. Nothing worse than burnt slimy. Ooh. Oh, there's more hopping across the rooftops. Tuka takes out another. I hop in the air car, flip on the protective shield, and blast my butt out of there. First, a quick flashback. Ha! Aim that one nicely. Bubble the scales off his back. Oh! Ugh! Nothing worse than fried slimy. Oh, P.U. I fire up my rented air car. Set a course for the Digital Circus and blast out of there. Ooh. My name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one.
The images they create reality, Ruby.
The fat little rat-faced Kapurian.
We want to hire you to find out who is manipulating reality.
They are replacing my dreams with their own.
The Frankie, built and programmed for some guy's pleasure.
I've never seen one like her.
Andor, a young techie at the Digital Circus.
What is her name?
Angel Lips.
Ooh, yeah.
They know how to build them.
Feel her plastiflesh. So real. It's warm, even.
I love technology.
Hmm?
Yeah, they used to have inflatable dolls. Now they got this.
I hurt.
Andor here is one of the best. He'll fix you, kid.
Oh, where am I?
The Digital Circus.
Be gentle, Andor.
I'll be gentle. Angel Lips. Don't cry. It's all right.
A Frankie that can pump out hot tears. Nice. The Digital Circus is on an endless pilgrimage across the planet, from one great component dump to another. They scrounge for parts, build bizarre devices. They bring their wizardry to the villages and towns, set up their inflatable domes, and perform their electronic circus. What they're really up to... I got a few ideas, though.
Ruby?
Yeah?
I found something.
I return to Andor's mobile. The Frankie's lying there, stripped bare. Huh. She sure looks human. Andor has eyes for her.
I found who had her built. Here.
TJ.
What's that?
There's more.
Teru.
TJ Teru? The archaeologist.
Apparently, she's his custom-made model. Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah. I was as big a sucker as Andor. If I could have seen the future, I would have cut her up and sold her for parts. The Digital Circus is setting up their inflatables for a performance tonight. That's what I've been wondering about. Yeah. Dropouts, misfits, men, women, creatures, whose creative, technical minds can't be held in check by the marketing demands of the safe regions. They move from one electronic component dump to another. They build strange robot animals. Sometimes they take on the locals who've built their own robots. They have wrestling matches or tests of intelligence. They teach the locals what they know. They pass on the information. Yeah. When they take on the big boys, the Digital Circus always loses. Yeah, on purpose. They lose. Because to know your enemy is to enter into combat, gather data, and appear to be no threat by losing, then pass on the information to others.
The performance begins!
Classic Three Rings. The Digital Circus begins with the invocation, calling forth the blessings of their guardian spirit, Nikola Tesla. Yeah, he wanted to give free electricity to everyone. Tesla believed that energy didn't dissipate, that you can take a small amount and amplify it, didn't fit the known physics of the time. It's our minds, that's the problem. The lights dim out. The crowd falls silent. Huge generators suddenly fire up. Towers take shape before our eyes. Bolts of electricity flash back and forth. Tremendous arcs of electricity crackle overhead, and there he is, Tesla himself. He's sitting there, reading a book. He's wearing soles on his shoes that look a foot thick. Bolts snap and sizzle above his head, filling the dome. He stands up, looks at the amazed audience.
Free electricity for everybody!
And then he goes back to his reading. Yeah. Tesla has given his blessing.
The performance begins.
You, out there, you're the performance. I left the Digital Circus and headed to the nearest jump port. From there, I hopped south to bounce down on the edge of the Great Zeebus, a jungle. I rented a slither truck and plowed further south through the tangled mess to the site of Professor T.J. Teru's dig.
We're uncovering what we believe to be one of six ancient Nullian cities.
One for each moon?
We believe so. You know, according to the myths, there were once seven moons orbiting Sumanula.
Yeah? What happened to the seventh?
Well, that's why they call it a myth.
Whatever happened to the Nullians?
There's much speculation as to why an entire civilization should no longer choose to exist.
You figure it was their choice?
Well, that's the theory.
And what's your theory?
They may have evolved into some higher form, you know, no bodies.
Oh, yeah? What then, light?
Sure, light. Huh. Light. Well, you know, the whole city's been buried by this devilish vegetation. It looks like a jungle of Ficus diversifolios or something like that. But the sectors originally built below the surface are relatively intact. Come on in.
Interesting.
Yes, certainly. You know, we've finally broken their language code.
Hmm.
You know, the language has puzzled us for a long time. Problem was, the scholars took it all so seriously. It was under our noses, and we never saw it.
So what?
Well, they had a great sense of humor. They constantly joked about things. Possibly everything was a joke. They were masters of punmanship.
Punmanship?
Yeah, sure. It's hell trying to translate puns.
Try one.
Well, a typical Newlian story might begin, once upon a time in a galaxy
far... Once upon a time? That's awful.
Well, it's difficult to translate, but that's my point.
How old is this place?
It was abandoned about 10,000 million years ago.
Mm. You ever heard of the Black City?
The Black City? Black City? No. Where did you hear of the Black City?
Friend of yours.
Black City? Where did you hear of the Black City?
Friend of yours.
Black City? Where did you hear of the Black City?
Friend of yours.
Black City? Black City.